Episode 34. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. C# also supports both implicit and explicit casts and gives you some different choices when you need to switch types. Plus, you have a runtime that's ready to throw an invalid cast exception. But even if you don't hit an exception, there's some things you should be aware of. This is still casting. The C# compiler is much better about only performing implicit casts from smaller values to larger integral types and from derived classes to base classes. You don't need to do anything special to let the compiler convert types implicitly. For other conversions, you have four options. Your first option is to use a cast. The syntax follows the C-style cast that you learned about in the previous episode. This is unfortunate because it does make these casts harder to find in your code. You can use this cast whenever you might lose information due to narrowing or if the cast might not succeed. If the cast doesn't succeed, it'll throw an invalid cast exception. We'll talk about exceptions and what it means to throw and catch exceptions in a future episode. The casts in C# are less dangerous than in C++ and won't let you convert or cast one type to a completely unrelated type. However, you can use the next option to get around this limitation. Your next option, number 2, is to define an operator in your class that knows how to return the type you want to cast to. In many ways, this is not really casting because you're providing the method that tells the compiler how to perform the operation. But you can still call this method as if it was a cast. Let's say you have an adventure game with the dragon class and you want to allow instances of a dragon to be converted to bool. The compiler would have no way of doing this on its own, and just casting to bool directly is a really bad idea. So instead, you can declare an operator bool method in your dragon class that knows how to look at the health of a dragon. Now, I'm just using this as an example. If the dragon is still alive, then it returns true. And if the dragon is dead, then it returns false. You could, of course, have a method called isAlive instead that would be much more intuitive and leave out the suspicious conversion to bool. Use this technique only when the conversion really makes sense. Number 3. You could implement the iConvertible interface to allow the System.Convert class to convert your class to various base types. You would use this if you wanted to be able to convert your Dragon class to an int. Your implementation will throw an invalid cast exception for any base types that you don't support. And your last option is that you can implement various methods called parse or triparse that are commonly used to read and convert strings to a different type. You can use this to save all the important information about a dragon to a string and then be able to reconstruct that dragon just like before. In addition to these four options, C# gives you two special keywords called is and as to help you. The is keyword allows you to test if one type really is another type or not. It returns true if the type is the other type and false if not. Use this when you just want a quick test to see if something is what you think it might be. If you then want to actually cast the type to the other type, then you don't need to use the is keyword. And in fact, I'll actually urge you not to do a test for a type followed by a cast to that type because you could end up in a situation where the type of the object changes between the test and the cast. Your code then thinks it tested the type and it's now safe to perform the cast. Then when it gets to the cast, it throws an exception. You'll be unlikely to hit this scenario unless you're writing code with multiple threads. We'll talk about multithreading in several future episodes. It's a big topic. But for now, just know that multithreading allows your program to perform multiple actions all at the same time, and sometimes these actions can interfere with each other if you're not careful. The as keyword allows you to cast a type to another type, but instead of throwing an exception if the cast fails, your result will be null. If you get a result that's not null, then the cast worked and you can use it. This is a safer approach than the previous method in cases where you actually want to try using the converted type. Just assign the result of the as operation to a local variable of the new type and then test the variable for null before using it. This works great for reference types in C# that can be null, but value types can't be null. Don't worry, you can still use the as keyword with value types by changing them to nullable value types. This effectively makes them reference types that can now be null. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.